B-Pod Studios.
Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshitz. Here are the Bankroll Boys. Who you got?
It's Over Under 98.5, the podcast. And is this the mega of all podcasts on the year? As it's Super Bowl 53 and prop bets. Also, the NBA is trying to step on Super Bowl weekend. College slate for the weekend and this week. NHL as well, and the NBA. Of course, I'm Joe Murray, joined by Dan, one of the Bankroll Boys, Lifshitz, and we are together, Dan.
Yeah, finally, for the first time in 4 weeks, and starting after this, I'll be in Boston. No more travel, nice and easy.
We are together. We thought we'd join together on a Friday night, no alcohol. Drugs, I don't know.
And maybe after.
But no alcohol, though. But we're here on a Friday night to go down to all the prop bets. And, of course, Super Bowl 53. So, just recapping last week, Dan, the things that stand out to me from last week, I had Golden State minus 3.5. They won by 4.
They did.
I had Marquette. I believe I had them minus 2.
Yep, they won by 5.
They won by 5, and I hit the second half bet where they came back.
Correct.
So, that's where most of my winnings came. And my Michigan State streak finally ended. I bet Michigan State multiple games in a row. I wanted to fade them against Purdue. I even asked my wife, who knows nothing about sports. And, yep, should have faded. I knew it, though. I knew it.
They were due for a bad game.
That was my week, and I know you had a bunch of hockey stuff that hit.
So we had some hockey. We started with the Devils team total over 2.5 on Monday. That hit in the first like 25 minutes of the game, so that was an easy winner. We had the Lightning Penguins over 6.5 or 7, depending on where you got it. They ended up scoring 6 goals. That was a loss. Last night we had the first period over in the Rangers game, as well as the full game over, which was a PP. Those hit. And then tonight, I put it out there. I hated the underline when it came out for the Canes game. And again, it's really hard to predict these games a week ahead. You know, the lines are going to be in everything. So I would prefer you guys wait till you just ask me about the game. Just ask me about it. DM, email, whatever. It's fine. So I'm not betting the under tonight in the Canes-Vegas game. We do have a PP tonight in the over. Leafs wings and nothing else. Not the first period, and we're not playing the first period in the Bolts Islanders either. Just which will probably hit, but it's shockingly low for a first period over. So I'm not going to play that either. Just that one game tonight, but a nice 2-1 week. We have one pending with the PP. College basketball. I talked about Albany beating Hartford outright in that Saturday game. They won outright. I should have stuck with it. I didn't bet it. I talked about Tennessee beating West Virginia. Spread was 14.5. They won by 17. That was pretty easy. I actually felt they faltered at the end. That was pretty easy. We talked about the Kentucky-Kansas game. I told you the line read Kentucky to me. I thought the spread was too much. It was 6. Didn't bet it. Told you it wasn't my type of game. We both, I think, like Kentucky there. Kentucky won by 7.
Yeah,
oh, sorry, 8.
I thought a lot of people would be on Kansas. A lot of people I was out with, some people bought it up and pushed.
Yeah. So, that's 8?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a hell of a buy. I would never do that. We talked about the Maryland-Illinois game. Everyone liked Maryland first half. The first half line was 9. They didn't cover that. The full game spread was 11. They didn't cover that either. In fact, Illinois beat them outright by 11 points. So, again, one of those games. We talked about Iowa State, and you deserve credit here. You liked Iowa State. I bet Iowa State because you liked them. Iowa State won outright. I'm trying to just go through the other spots that we talked about. I know that there were a few more, Joe. But in the end, I guess we can talk about the NBA. I like the Celtics. I think the Celtics' first half against the Warriors, neither of those came to fruition. They both sucked.
Yeah, I hit a Celtics bet this week against Charlotte, 7 points. I just thought that that was good spot at home for them.
Second half, they exploded. Yeah. They were very good that second half. They really showed up. They dominated.
Can I give you one that there was some crazy line movement on?
Sure.
It was Thursday night, TNT. It was Clippers at home versus Lakers. LeBron's coming back. It went from 5.5 to the Clippers down to +2 before tip. Lakers won by 3, and Lou Williams missed a technical foul shot with 3 seconds left.
That's
about crazy line movement, man.
Yeah,
sometimes you do have to stay away.
I mean, that's a LeBron factor. I mean, you had another
7 points. The LeBron factor is 5.5 to +2.
Yeah, that's a LeBron factor. If you think about who you're replacing that lineup and putting someone like LeBron in there, I think so. The other two that we talked about on Saturday, C.S. Fullerton, 1.5 point favorites versus Cal Poly. They won. And they covered very easily.
You had a 3-0 night recently.
San Diego beat San Francisco outright in that game. I ended up going 4-4 on Saturday. It wasn't a great day. But the rest of the week, we crushed. I mean, I think that I had a 3-0 night.
I had Marquette over Butler.
Yep, you had Marquette over Butler.
They rolled.
Yes, they did.
In that one. But you had Hartford that night.
I had Hartford.
You had Auburn.
I had Auburn. And I had UMBC.
UMBC.
And
we were giving out picks on Twitter. I think we probably went 5-0 overall or whatever it was.
I lost Warriors last night -9. That was the one I lost. They did. I
stayed under 240 though.
Did. I had Clemson earlier in the week. That was the other one that we hit. And then there was one other point we gave out. I can't remember right now. But anyways, that one too. You had a good night. We had a good week, Joe. I mean,
I've been doing very. You know what's been really good for me is judging second halves in college basketball. I missed last night with UCF. UConn made a little bit of a comeback. Somehow Arizona State went into overtime and covered. Purdue last night, almost 80% of the money was on Purdue last night. And I wanted to fade it. Went into overtime and Purdue covered. So that, again, sometimes you know when you got to step off a spot. That was one of them right there for me. I wanted Penn State, but Purdue came back. So second halves, follow on Twitter, people. I'm giving out crap all the time in the second half. So I love it. That's actually how I make a lot of money because it's one play, 50-50, boom.
I'm going to give out a point tonight. This podcast will be out after the play starts. I'm going to give out IUPUI. I like them tonight at 3. I think that they're a good side. And Northern Kentucky is probably one of the most overrated teams in the league, in their conference, I mean. And I'm not a big fan of them laying 3 points on the road. I don't love it. I also I like St. Bonnie's tonight. I'm not sure if I'm going to play that, but
you
I like
know what
St.
I'm
Bonnie's.
On. Wisconsin and Michigan, but just to win. So if you did a little money line parlay, I know people hate parlays, but I like Wisconsin and Michigan both to just win tonight.
I like Wisconsin. I think Iowa's going to beat Michigan. I think Iowa's going to be Michigan. I also like Harvard tonight. I think Harvard will probably roll.
That's right. And Yale's been great.
Harvard will probably roll Yale. And Canisius with an interesting spread. 3-point favorites at home versus Quinnipiac. Quinnipiac has been very up and down this year. Their non-conference, they were very average. They've been good in their conference play. So, and then also one other one, Columbia -2 tonight. I played Columbia Saturday. They are a 4-point favorite. They won by 3, so they didn't cover. But Columbia is an interesting one tonight too. Not that I'm going to play that. It doesn't qualify exactly what I want, but that is just another interesting spot. I would not be shocked if Columbia outright beat Princeton tonight. A lot of Ivy League action tonight. A lot of MAAC action, a lot of A-10 action. So, a lot of Horizon League too. So a lot of lower level action. But Cornell just opened up the second half on 11-1 run on Penn, and they're up right now on Penn. So Cornell 9-9 at home. Another interesting spot. I feel like tonight's going to be a very dog-oriented night, especially after last night. A lot of faves covered. So
the chalk. That's probably something we should mention. The chalk right now, get it while it's hot.
I mean, people have been asking, about, because I think you and me both have been playing a lot of faves lately.
And I love it. Like, I look at it, that's a square play. That's just a square play. But you know what? I capitalize on it. The thing is, I know when it's time to be nervous on these square plays, though. And right now, Dan, like, you had three favorites the other night. You had three. I almost like was going to faint it because it was.
I know. But the thing is that you have to find that niche. A good spot to look at, Joe. How about this? A big fave versus a solid team. Maybe not so good on the road. Maybe not so good, but a solid record team that maybe bettors will be more interested in finding that dog value, even though it's not there. So, you know, good spot to look for. We gave one out to you last week. Another good spot to look for. Big time faves.
I'll give you one tonight.
Oh, sure.
Bowling Green is hosting Buffalo. Buffalo's 19-2. They've been on this giant roll. But, like, I don't know. Bowling Green at 7.5. I feel like they're going to give them a fight.
Bowling Green is 6-1 on the MAC. This is a game I don't want.
I'm not betting
to do.
It. It's just
if Buffalo is at 11, I'm on Bowling Green. You know, but like it's just the 8 is low though. It does seem low. You know what I mean? It does seem low. I wouldn't be surprised if Bowling Green run out. Right?
Again, 9-1 in their last 10.
Okay, but here's another one that I like. You know, again, I'm not going to be playing most of these. I will not be playing most of these. I think the only one I'm going to post for you guys is IUPUI tonight. Maybe St. Bonnie's. I'm debating in my head right now. It doesn't exactly get all of the figures there, so I'll probably hold off. But, I would not be surprised also if Dartmouth won. 10-8, good home team. Brown sucks in the Ivy League. But they're somehow favored on the road versus Dartmouth. I think Dartmouth's probably a better team there, non-conference schedule-wise. You know, the non-conference schedule really influences bettors' percentages. A lot of these bettors really love the non-conference schedule. Would not be surprised if Dartmouth won there, either.
We'll move this thing along, but just quickly, the NBA had a big trade this week. Porzingis leaves New York. He goes to Dallas. You know, we know about rumors with Anthony Davis, and it looks like the Lakers are probably the favorite right there.
I mean, they are, in my opinion, they're right now the favorite. I don't think anyone else is remotely close.
Okay. And then, obviously, we know Kevin Durant. It's been linked to New York. And
we've
then,
discussed that on the podcast
are there
multiple
any,
times.
Any odds Kyrie plays in Boston?
So there are odds on my bookie that Kyrie was going to be a Knick plus 600. I grabbed
that
way early in the season. Kevin Durant to the Knicks was plus 700 on BetDSI. I have, I'm not kidding, Joe, and I'll show you, a large amount connected to that. So what DSI does, real interesting for people who use BetDSI, when they have these player props, they'll let you only bet a certain amount, Joe. So let's say that they'll let you bet like $100, $200.
Yeah, like UFC fights, they don't let me do $500.
They let you parlay them, and you can bet them with anything.
That's
you
right,
want.
You can.
So what I did when I started doing is I just started taking big faves, you know, whatever big faves I thought were going to easily win that week. Didn't lose a single bet. I just took big faves, you know, minus 800s, minus 500s, minus 600. Oakland was facing like Kansas City or something. Whatever it was, Georgia. There were a whole bunch of bets I took that week. I have a ton of money tied up in that Kevin Durant going to the next thing. I've known that for a while. And I feel good about the Kyrie stuff going to the Knicks too. I would prefer to take the L there. I'd prefer to personally take the L on Kyrie because I don't want him to leave. But my feeling about this is the Knicks don't make that trade. If you make that trade for Kevin Durant, you get better. You get assets, you get Kevin Durant. But you know that Durant is bringing someone with you if you make that trade. And my feeling is it's Kyrie. It's not Kawhi. Kawhi's not going to New York. He doesn't want that. Someone suggested Jimmy Butler to me. It's not Jimmy Butler. They play the same position. They're very similar type of players. They won't that, you know, that's not going to happen. Is it Kemba Walker? Now, there's a name I can see. But Kemba Walker and Durant don't get along off the court, as far as I've heard. So that wouldn't make much sense to me. But Durant and Kyrie are best friends and have been at each other's wedding, you know, at each other's parties. I mean, when the Warriors beat the Cavs, Kyrie was partying with them. Mm. Those guys are all friends.
And who knows, throw a Zion in there with Knox.
So, right, so you have Knox and whatever their pick is this year. By the way, I think this is going to be the hottest take of the whole top podcast. I think Zion is going to be a gigantic bust.
He reminds me of Montrell Harrell. Remember him?
Yes, I do. He still plays.
He's still in the league.
Yes, he does.
I mean, he was dominant at Louisville, though. You
yeah,
know?
But no. But,
is that his name, Montrezl Harrell or whatever?
Montrezl Harrell.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, but here's my...
He reminds me of a little more skilled Montrezl Harrell, but whatever.
I just don't think that the guy is suited for the NBA. But that's another discussion for another day. But my big-time hot take, he's going to suck in the NBA. I mean, oh, what's a fine suck? He's not going to be anywhere near what people
think. You heard that, everybody, right?
Yeah.
You heard that. Quickly, just one more, and I know it's a teams that make a big trade, like the Knicks tonight, are plus 13.5. Like, it's a Celtics team that's got a lot of stuff around it. Would you generally play the large favorite in this spot?
I think that everyone's going to be on the Celtics tonight. I do. I think everyone's going to be on the Celtics tonight. I think you'll probably see some ref help. That makes some sense to me. If you're looking for something to play,
maybe, I like the Heat.
Maybe Kyrie props.
Ooh, oh yeah, he's going to go off them.
I mean, you would think that, but again, maybe everyone's going to be on those too. I'm not going to touch anything in the NBA tonight, probably. The only thing I was eyeing was the Memphis-Charlotte under. I like that a lot. I'm debating internally with myself if I'm going to play that personally or if I'm even going to give it out. But that was kind of the play I liked. And then the Atlanta-Utah over was also a play of mine, but I haven't looked into it enough, so I'm not going to play it yet. Maybe before the podcast is over I can get some research in.
We'll get into the NFL prop bets in a minute here. I just wanted to bring up a few things that's just happened this week. Obviously, it's Super Bowl week, so... Yeah, the gambling stuff's pretty big. It's talked about. But Big Lead came out with a list of 50 best gambling follows on Twitter. Our name wasn't on there, and I don't think we expected it to be.
We don't deserve to be on there.
We don't. Okay. Yeah. I'm just busting balls.
No, I know.
But there are some, like Joe O from Hot Sharks, right? You love that guy.
Joe is, again, one of my favorite prop guys. Straight up a good dude. He's awesome.
My suggestion is, people, go through the list. Do it. I love the fault. Some people that I follow were on this list, and I was actually pretty surprised. I mean, I used to work with Chris Felica, the Bear, years ago, but, like, we see him every Saturday on College Game Day.
Yep.
And believe it or not, I don't love some of his picks, but in the end, guy comes out on top, and you know what? He's an industry guy. These guys hear things outside of what we know every day, and when gamblers hear things that other people don't, and you can either take it at face value or you can fade it.
Can I quickly go through this list because I want to give you some information. Joe Ostrowski, worth a follow. Good guy, smart guy, very informative.
Tweets every day.
Scott Van Pelt, absolutely not worth a follow when it comes to gambling. He's not informative. He doesn't do anything for me gambling wise.
He's a face, and that's I'm not shitting on him. He works for ESPN, and that's what he does.
I love SVP. But he's not a gambling informative guy. He's not something I would do. Doug Kazarian, I mean, he's nothing special. Todd Furman, the only mainstream media guy who I know of that's actually a useful gambling guy. Jason McIntyre, Clay Travis, Cousin Sal, idiots.
And
not worth your time.
I like their writing, but like, come on.
No. They suck. Not worth your time. You are losing your time there. Big Cat, 100% just for the content. 100%.
For the laughs alone.
100%. Hold on. Bill Simmons. No. Absolutely not. No. He's not a gambling guy. Chris Felica
is my guy. Felica. And he's the best.
Okay. Yeah.
But again, he's an ESPN guy. I've worked with this dude. I'm going to tell you right now, Dan, he's a statistician.
Yeah.
Like, he...
I've
seen the guy put in the work.
I'm not a fan of his stuff.
Fine.
That's
it's
all.
Fine.
That's
I
all.
Just know that this guy has put in his work.
Ben Fox, okay, he has points where he's very useful, and he tweets that information that is incredibly opposite as useful as well. So he's a follow, but nothing great.
Now, be careful. Some of these guys run books and sports books and do marketing and stuff. So that's maybe why they're on the list. You know, they're getting a little hug. Hey, did you see your name on our list this week? You know. So, you know, that's something you have to put on the list.
Okay. Chad Millman, I don't know him very well. I know he's a big time at Action Network. I can't give you a personal opinion on him. So I don't know. Jeff Sherman, odds maker? No. Jason Symbol? No. Jay Cornegay? Yes. And Jimmy Vaccaro? Yes. Aaron Kessler's okay. Doesn't do a ton for me. Chris Andrews, awesome follow. So these guys are all bookmakers who you know are very helpful. Darren Rovell, I mean, if you want to laugh at an idiot, he's literally horrible. I don't know Brett Smiley.
Kelly Stewart,
She's Kelly from Vegas, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. She's worthless to me. I think
I like Jason Logan because he did covers for years and I.
So I like Logan too.
Vegas Maddie does the content.
David Purdom, awesome follow. Again, if you're just looking for content, Patrick Everson, same thing. I think both those guys do very good.
Oh, go to the next page.
I don't know the rest of those guys on there.
RJ Bell.
If you follow RJ Bell and take his stuff, you're an idiot.
I like Teddy Covers. I always have
Teddy Covers.
But again, service guys.
I would never bet any of the picks that he says. Any information he has,
about
great.
Steve Fezzik.
One of the worst bettors I've ever seen. Literally one of the. He is one of the worst bettors I've ever seen. John Ewing, I don't know much about him.
Stucky's my guy.
Stucky is a guy who we've talked about before.
He just
plays dogs. When he wasn't popular, he hit more bets.
Yes.
That's exactly how I would describe him.
He's a situational spot guy.
Sports Cheetah, another guy just like Fezzik, garbage. Don't waste your time. I don't know Eli. Lauren Joffe is a funny bettor in terms of actual betting content. Nothing. I would not follow anything she says. But if you want to follow someone who's like kind of entertaining or whatever, she's entertaining. Josh Applebaum, we've talked about him. He's a guy I talk to a lot. He works at
Sports Insights.
He does a lot of contrarian betting. Very much worth a follow. Again, I love Josh. I don't follow everything he does, but he's worth a follow. I don't know who TA is, so I don't know. I don't know who that is. Obviously,
the Whale Capper's your guy.
I like Whale. Whale's a great dude.
I like Spread Investor.
I like Whale. Whale's a great dude. I don't know much about Spread Investor.
There's some guy named Rufus Peabody. It's my hometown.
Yeah.
Well, not my hometown.
Yeah, Rufus is a very, very good bettor, but he doesn't give out information. So that's kind of the issue there. Matt Moore
is the dude that got screwed out of that first place.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Matt Moore is the worst gambler in the history of the world. He's a
worse than
idiot.
Matty Mush.
He's worse than Marty Mush. He's the dumbest NBA human being alive. Like, truly the dumbest human being. He is not worth a fall. He's worth a fall purely for fades, if you want. Brian Mears, I don't know. Wobe, obviously you have to follow Wobe for all your NBA stuff. He's great. Whale, he's a good capper. He's a good guy to follow free stuff. Barry Horse, same thing. Good guy to capper. Very model esque. Both those guys very model esque. Warren Sharp, another guy. And then Ken Palm, you have to follow as well. He just crushes March Madness every year.
Yeah, Gil Alexander, I hear him on the VSiN.
I don't know much about him.
On the 98.5 of the sports.
All right, so we just did like 20 minutes.
We just literally ripped on everybody on that list.
No, we didn't.
We deserve to be on there because we don't.
We gave a ton.
My whole thing, I only suggest it by, like, read somebody and then be like, screw, or fade. Because sometimes, as we say on this show every single week, you fade or you follow. That's sports gambling. Because, dude, I got to tell you. We just sat with a host in Boston who just literally asked us on the spot, what do you guys like? And for 5 minutes, we were like, I couldn't give a damn answer. You know what we do on the show? We post picks and we live by it.
I just posted one right now.
we hang our balls out there. I don't know how else to say it. And yeah, if we're wrong, we get heat. That's fine. I feel like for the most part, though, we're pretty good. And I'm not going to post how much I bet. Please don't ever ask me to do that ever again.
Guys, okay.
If you want me to do units, which we do, fine. But don't, it doesn't matter your record, how much money you make. Screw. I'm not telling you how much money.
Those are things you don't do. Gambling no-nos. You don't ask how much someone bets.
Yeah.
Unless they
volunteer. Going to the bar. You don't talk about politics. You don't talk about religion.
Right.
You don't do it.
Like, it's just there's certain things you don't ask, you know what I mean? And it's just one of those things. So you don't ask, like, you know, if you're friends, like me and Joe, maybe me and Joe will have a conversation about what we bet, what we made, whatever. But if you're asking someone that you don't know, you're just on the internet, that just don't do that. It's again, I'm not condemning anyone. I'm just saying that would not be the approach I would take. So that would be my suggestion. I certainly won't give you an answer. So.
All right, well, we just had an explosive opening segment to Over Under 985. And coming up, we will do all your Super Bowl 53 prop bets, and we will certainly talk about the game, all that coming up next, right here on Over Under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk, inside the ropes with wrestling talk, and where you should put your money with Over Under 985 Listen to the podcast at 985thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at Over Under 985.
All right, we're back. Over Under 985. Woo! What an opening segment. What an opening. I don't think we've come in hot before, but we would just throw them blasts.
That was my people. That was my like my 20 what? It was like 25 minutes. We did a lot right there. We reviewed, we talked about that. Honestly, it's good for people to know who to follow. And again, if you don't like us or you don't agree with us, you want to follow guys like RJ Bell, be my guest. But I think you're going to lose more bets than you're going to win following guys like that. That's my opinion someone who does this.
Now, I'm going to tell you this. I bet certain prop bets every year. It's not out of, I know everything about sports gambling, or I'm a guy, I got to have some action. Since 2006, Dan, I've bet the coin toss every single year. I bet the national anthem. And what else do I bet? We'll get to some. But, like, I always do that. I have a bet with a guy that we work with that there'll be overtime every single year. It's an on-running $50 bet every single year. And what happened 2 years ago? Boom, I had to pay up $600. $600 out of pocket. Boom. So, you know, 1 year I had, will there be a safety? And I cashed. Oh, I think that was the Patriots' loss to the Giants that year. Anyways, so should we just get into some props? Because maybe we'll detail at some point our favorite ones.
Yeah.
But off the bat, like coin toss. I love this shit.
Okay, I'm not going to bet that. I'm gonna let you
but,
ramble
but
on
about
this.
Let me just tell
this.
You this, okay?
Okay.
There's a trend going on right now that when it changes either heads or tails, it does that for the next following 4 years. So, for example, right? And I'm going to pull this. I got the trend up. I'll find it because I've been tweeting up a storm, and I saved it on my Twitter timeline so everybody could go back to it. But there's a trend when it comes to the coin toss. And last year, I believe the coin toss was heads, I believe. And I'll double check it. So I think this year it's going to go back to tails. So, but the trend says that, and I got it right here. Okay, here it is. All right. Okay. In the last 20 years, either heads or tails won at least four consecutive Super Bowl coin tosses on four different occasions. So, if I'm looking at the last few years, last year was Philadelphia. It landed on heads last year. But the 4 years before that, it landed on tails. So, does that mean, Dan Lifshatz, it's going to be tails this year? Or does it go heads four times in a row?
Why are you asking me? You know my answer. I don't know. I don't care.
So
that's not something
here's
I can
what
get
I'm going
an
to
advantage
do.
On. Yes.
It's going back to tails.
Like it. Like it.
Minus 105.
You want to know why I like it? Because I don't know.
Because you know what? The same thing with me, Dan. This is the best odds I'll get all night. The best odds I will get all night long.
I strongly disagree.
Is whether it's going to be heads.
Give
me something that's better than a 50% chance.
Kevin Durant to the Knicks.
And by the way, I know you mentioned that. Last year, I kept putting money on Villanova to win the title. And then I kept putting money on Michigan. And it was just like, it came to a point where it was like, holy shit, they're meeting in the finals. Which way do I go? Like, it was literally like, I was swimming in money last year because of Villanova in Michigan. Anyways.
Well, you know who I took, too. We talked about this. I took Nova. And that was my pick before the tournament. I said, I love Nova. I'm going to take some others, but I love Nova.
But I picked the outcome, Michigan versus Villanova, too. So I hit that one.
That's an amazing bet.
I
did not
know
that.
To win the title. Anyways, it was like cleaned up last year in college. But it's going tails again, baby. It's going tails. And I know some people have inside information when it comes to the national anthem. Now, here's the deal. I lean under right away. If it's like, hey, Joe, what do you like in the minute and 49 seconds? I'd go under because Gladys Knight and the Pips, you know, but she don't have the Pips with her. So I feel like it's going to go under. But she's in Atlanta, Super Bowl 53. When's the next time we're going to see Gladys Knight? And maybe there might be some people who've been listening to the recordings.
We have
that might say to take the over.
We have a few few listeners who have helped and say to take the over. All I'm gonna say that is the extent that I will say. I think that's more than enough.
Will a player take your knee during the national anthem?
I think there's a chance the McCourty's
plus 300,
and there's a chance the McCourty's do. But again, that's not something I can cap or hedge or even I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so. But maybe. How about that? Maybe.
Okay. Because I wanted to just throw some stupid ones out there. Like, how many times will CBS show pictures of Sean McVay in college? Over under 1.5. How many times will they mention his age?
All right,
you know what? You might as well bet that right now.
Oh, God.
Minus 270.
No, I'm not. Do not lay juice on 270 on a prop like that. Come on.
Yeah, you're right, Dan.
Come on.
Stop me.
Stop it. You're being ridiculous. No, now you're just trying to lose money.
I got ahead now.
Yeah,
I got ahead
of
myself.
Okay. Joe, give me a few of your favorite props.
Okay, so I already mentioned that I will be betting the coin toss and the national anthem, and I do it every single year. I will bet if there's a safety, and I'll get you props on that coming up in a little bit here. And I am gonna bet if there's overtime, just because that's what I always do. But I wanted to give you a couple here, and I don't know if you have any off top of your head, but one of them was, and I'm gonna pull it up here in a second. Because I'm all over the place, but and we're back together, myself and Dan, this week as we're going over all the Super Bowl props and everything like that. But one of them was, will Julian Edelman have a rushing attempt? And I wanted to say yes, and I believe it was at plus money. So I'm trying to find the odds because I saw it a little while ago here.
Okay, do you want me to?
Yeah, why don't you bang out a few yours?
Okay, well, so let's do this. Donald Trump over 5.5 tweets. This is brought to you from my friend Josh Applebaum from Sports Insights. I found Donald Trump over 5.5 tweets minus 110 at 5 dimes. I like that. I think Trump's going to tweet. Trump tweets like 10 times a day. 5.5 tweets, he's going to wish Tom Brady, good luck. Bill Belichick, good luck. Both teams, good luck. Say something bad about the NFL. Yada, yada. I mean, he's going to do everything. So that's to me, it's not even close. Gronk to retire plus 500 on BetOnline. You can get it up to a couple $100 if you want to. I got plus 500. I think it's down to plus 400 or plus 300 now. Listen, I love Gronk. I think if the Pats win, he's going to retire. I think if the Pats lose, he's probably going to retire. I just think that he's going to retire. The anthem over. We talked about that already, but we may have some information, may or not have some on that. The first quarter under. It continuously is one of the plays that hits almost every Super Bowl. The team starts slow. It's nervous. There's a lot of nerves. The first quarter under is a play that I like very much. So I think that that's one that's pretty good, and you'll get some good odds there. Goodell over 1.5 times shown on TV. Plus 250 for the yes. I'm taking the odds on that. Give me yes. I think you'll end up seeing Goodell twice. During that game, you'll probably see him once, and then they'll probably flash back to him if there's another big-time score, big-time controversy, or whatever. They'll see what happens. Other props, and this will obviously relate to the game, but Pats to win by 1, plus 1950. Pats to win by 2, plus 2300. So if you don't want to take the spread, but you still think the Pats will win, but either 1 or 2, good way to bet the Pats. Tom Brady to be MVP, in my opinion, best way to bet the Pats. Plus 110 is what is it now. I recommended that you take Tom Brady to win MVP the other day on a couple podcasts ago because I said that would be the way to bet the Pats. That's the way to get the best value. He was plus 450 then. He's plus 110 now. A lot of places minus 120. So you're going to have to shop around for the lines. But Brady to be MVP there. If you listened to me a couple weeks ago, you got an even better line. Winning margin, again, if you thought the Pats would win by 1 or that the Rams would win by 1 or 2, plus 705. And in James White, plus over 5.5 receptions, to me, still a great prop bet. I know that a lot of people are going to be, stoked on him. And so that's kind of what I'm going to do.
All right. And I like the under first quarter. And we talked about the Patriots struggles. The Patriots in 8 Super Bowls have 3 points in the first quarter. 8 Super Bowls. They've scored three first quarter points. What did the Rams do against the Saints, Dan? Trailed 13-0 in the first.
Yep.
Patriots were up 7-0 in the first. I got to tell you, I really like that.
I think it's a good play. Here's some other ones you want. Shortest field goal over 27.5 yards. Not bad, right? Rams first touchdown rushing plus 135. Not bad. Longest touchdown in the game under 40.5 yards. I'm not sure we see any explosive plays in this game. Under 48.5 yards sounds right. And of course you could. We'll talk about the Lions next, but. I think that's possible. I think that those are some other, just smaller lines that you have some, smart bettors betting.
This is what I have, okay? Will Julian Edelman have a rush attempt? Yes, I do. I'm looking for the odds. Longest field goal over 43.5. And finally, Dan, number of players to attempt a pass. The line is set at 2.5.
Ooh, I like that.
Would you go over or under?
Ooh, I like that over. Oh, that's definite. That's a definite over. That has to be an over. That's got to be an over. What are the odds on the
Goff,
over?
Goff, Brady, and who?
What are the
Gurley?
Who cares? What is the over two? No, it'll probably be Hecker or something.
Because
a good thing. It won't be like Hecker. It'll be like someone else on the punt team. You know what I mean? Because that's just like what they do. What are the odds on that? I like that.
Shit. Don't have them.
Damn, Joe. God.
I wrote them all down.
You didn't get that one?
Ugh. Didn't get the odds.
All right, that's fine. Don't worry, buddy. If you find that, let me know. We'll talk. I like that one, too. But I think there's a lot of prop bets. If you guys want to ask us about prop bets, I'm going to be around this weekend. I'm not doing anything crazy. I need a break after traveling 3 light years back and forth to San Diego. I understand that's a measurement of time, not distance. But measurement of distance, not time. I need a break. So as you can tell.
You like the cross sport props?
No.
Remember Kobe 81?
So there are a few that I like, but like in reality, honestly, they're very hard to do. I bet one a couple years ago and I hit it. I think it was James Harden.
Like points. Serge Ibaka rebounds versus total punts in the game.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's animal. No.
I would take Serge Ibaka.
I'm not doing this. You're insane. So, no, but anyways, if you guys have prop questions, feel free to ask us.
Yeah, just. We're doing the best we can.
Yeah. So we'll definitely. But those are some of my favorite props. If I find some other props that I like, I'll post them. I'll post them. Or I'll send them out or whatever. Send you guys a DM. DM me if you want a prop. Whatever. Yada, yada, yada. You know what I mean? So I think that covers props pretty well, Joe. I think that, it's a solid 15 or so minutes on props. That's how I feel. I think for me, ones I am definitely playing. Donald Trump over 5.5. Gronk to retire, already played. The anthem over. I'm playing the anthem over.
And I'm on tails.
Probably pretty heavy on the anthem over.
So anthem over, tails.
Okay.
That's what we got.
And then Donald Trump over 5.5. Gronk to retire. And I like Goodell over 5.5. And White over 5.5. You got to play.
And I'd set 6 at my book.
Ooh.
And we'll
still play.
Will there be more than 2.5 people to throw a pass in the game?
Oh, I love that. I love that prop. If I could find that prop, I can't find it. But if I find that prop, I'm in on that prop. That has Sean McVay written all over it.
All right, we'll break down the game quickly here. And by the way, you can listen to all the fabulous podcasts at 98.5thesportshub.com. And I was on with Wrestling Inside the Ropes. And, people loved it. Jimmy Stewart told me it was one of the highest rated podcasts of 2019.
I mean,
should I take that as a compliment?
I think you should take it as a backhanded compliment.
Yeah. Highest rated of 2019. All right, Super Bowl 53 odds coming up next here on Over Under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 985. Listen to the podcast at 985thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
Over under 985, Super Bowl 53. Here it is, Dan. We've had 2 weeks to think about it. We're recording this on a Friday. My mind hasn't changed, but the line opened at Rams as a favorite. It has now moved to 3. Some money came in today on the Rams. It's at 2.5 at most places.
Yeah. Listen, I think that there's a lot of money coming on the Rams right now. There's you're seeing multi-million dollar bets come in now. I know that Jimmy Vaccaro tweeted out he took a $300K bet today. On the Rams money line. The books are generally going to need the Patriots. It's they're bound to happen. They've been there before. They're going to be that team. I do think that the Rams money is coming in. We talked about it's going to come in. It's going to come in progressively throughout the week. There's been more bettors betting the Rams more and more. I expect a lot of Rams money to come in tonight and tomorrow, and especially Sunday. You're going to see a lot of line movement, in terms of the total. Probably some over-under. And again, when there's only 4 positions in a game, it's hard to determine sharp money. I do think that with the Pats going from, +1 to -2.5, I think you can probably determine that's a sharp-ish move. Where is the sharp move to? Is it, Rams -1, the Pats -1? Is it Rams, -1, the Pats -2? Not exactly sure where the move is, but there is definitely a sharp move in there. Now, the question is, where's the pub move? Is it Pats 2 to 2.5? So you got to make that determination of where the sharp move is, where the pub move is, and kind of figure it out from there.
So here's a couple of things when it comes to betting this game, because, the casual bettor will bet this weekend, and people probably go to Twin River or all the local, casinos that it's legal at, or even people who are listening outside of the country, they can go wherever they want. I closed my eyes. Patriots lose the Super Bowl last year, go back. They shouldn't have been there. And the Rams probably shouldn't have been there with that bad call against the Saints. So probably lean Patriots off the bat. But if I'm not looking at it from like a line perspective and breaking it down and actually handicapping it, it's hard for me not to back the Patriots this year. And last year I liked the Eagles. I bet the Pats and then I didn't bet the game. I actually bet the Eagles second half is what I did last year.
Yeah.
I'm going Pats. And I'm not looking at it so much for the line. I just feel like they're playing better football right now. And just somehow there was a hangover with this team this year. And they flipped the switch, dude. And I think they win the game. I think it's going to be like a 4-point game. I do.
I mean, how many years have they gotten to the Super Bowl back-to-back now?
This is 3 years in a row.
So, I mean, at some point, and they made it, not the year before that, but the year before that, versus Seattle. Like, at some point, there is a hangover. It catches up with you at some point, Like, there needs to be some sort of hangover.
And it hit them during the season, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not even playing Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl,
I don't think that – I mean, again, I know everyone thinks that Butler makes a difference. I personally do not. That's my personal
feeling. Yeah, they went for it on 4th down, and Pats couldn't stop anybody.
Yeah. So, again, my feeling is that Butler doesn't change anything. They lose with Butler. They lose without Butler. They lose. They lost last year. Now, you want to tell me they don't lose without the stupid rule change? Now, you have a point. Maybe. But that was a first down play, and we'll never know. I will say this. I like Jared Goff a lot. I think that I was one of the only Goff guys, my group of bettors who I talked to a lot, who was big on Goff. Big on Goff. It's hard for me to trust him in this game. Hard for me to trust him. The Rams have started slow, and the Pats are a notorious good front-running team, especially this year. And if the Rams start slow this year, and the Pats start the way they did last week, it's going to be very tough for me to see the Rams get in this game. Now, the Belichick is going to take away – the Belichick does what he does best. He's going to take away the thing you do best. What is the thing that the Rams do best? Probably run the ball with Todd Gurley. You stop the run, you don't have to worry about the play action and such. And my guess is that that's probably what they're going to try and do. Establish stopping the run early, right? If that's the case, they're going to play Gilmore, on Woods, most likely. And they'll start playing, Jackson and maybe safety up over top. Or they'll do what they did last week on Cooks. They'll take, Crossian or whoever, and they'll put a safety on that. And they'll let J.C. Jackson cover a tight end, if that's Higbee, if it's to cover Josh Reynolds. cover Gerald Everett. Again, I think that they are equipped and they haven't had enough time to cover this game. Now, you know, the Rams are not as good offensively as the Eagles were last year, and Nick Foles played the game of his life. And when that happens, you know, it's hard to beat a team, and they almost did. I think that this Rams defense reminds me very much of the Eagles defense last year. Very good up the middle, big names in the secondary, not a lot of production. And that's how this team reminds me. Very good up the middle. Fletcher Cox last year up the middle. Who was the other guy that they had last year? Didn't they have Timmy Jernigan up the middle too? Like they had
Chris Long was very good. Well, yeah, on the outside.
They had Brandon Graham as well. They were very good on the defense line. I think that's where the Rams are, you know, are very good too. The Pats had a very good game plan of stopping them. Now, here's the thing: Aqib Talib is going to be an X factor. I think he knows how the Patriots like to play offense.
Does he cover Gronk?
Maybe. Well, I mean, where would you put him, Joe?
I would probably put him on Edelman.
See, I think that Edelman is too quick.
I just think Peters would be so dumb against Edelman.
See, I think that's what you have to do. I think you have to do Peters.
I think he's dumb.
Oh, he is dumb. I think he's dumb, but he's the quickest guy you're going to have. If you put Talib there, and again, I love Talib, but you put Talib there, I think Edelman's going to roast Talib. I think Talib needs to be against someone bigger, more physical, Gronk, Hogan, someone that he can take out of the game, and then you can start double covering Edelman and doing the other things you want to do. I do think that the Rams have a hard time covering backs in the field. I do. I think James White. I think you'll see Sonny Michel be used in the passing game for the first time all year, Joe. I think that you'll start to see that, because we have not seen Sonny Michel at all be used in the passing game. I don't know if you noticed that, but they haven't used Michel at all. So you know what they're going to do this week? They're going to bring him out. They're going to start using him in the passing game. That they always have a wrinkle in their offense they haven't used all year, and they start using it. I think Sonny Michel in the passing game.
Caught a pass against the Chargers a couple of weeks back.
Right, but I mean, but again, he only had like three routes.
And, dude, he did not – I looked it up. He did not catch many balls at Georgia last year. The year before, he caught a ton.
But he can. And I think you give him 2 weeks, got to prep for that role, and boom. Now you have someone who can do a little bit, a few different things. I think they're going to start using Burkhead in the slot. May or may not have, you know, some info on that. You know, may or may not be using Burkhead in the slot. You know, they used Hogan a ton last year. Hogan was like their guy they keyed in on to have like a big, you know, a big game. I just think that there is a lot that they can do offensively. I think the Rams are going to be good against them, not great defensively.
So I'm on the Patriots. Right now, I'm on the Patriots. I'm gonna bet it at 2.5. And if it lets me log back in, I'll tell you what the money line is. But I'm definitely taking the money line on the Patriots. So okay, if I got to put up a little bit more juice, so be it. But I'm gonna bet both, Dan. And I'll have a second half bet. Like if I feel like it's Pats aren't gonna win, I'll hedge out of it. The Patriots have not been a good second half team this year. They haven't.
I think
so. They have to play up is what I'm telling you.
So I agree with you. I think that the refs are going to play a big game, big part of this game. I think they're going to, you know, we're going to see something like last year. Either they stop calling penalties altogether, or they're very flag happy. The refs just constantly have been in the middle of everything in these NFL playoffs. It would not shock me if they were again. I think the refs will be in the game, and I think the refs will probably help LA. You know, they'll help LA because they're you know, Vegas and the NFL do work together in these gambling scenarios. They do. It's just true. So, again, the props I gave, Pats to win by one, Pats to win by two, it would not shock me at all if we saw a close game and the Pats win by one or two on a late field goal. Would not shock me in the least bit.
Okay. So there's – and do you have a prediction?
Yeah, I like the Patriots. I'm going to go 24-22 Pats.
That'll be under the total.
Yes. I like the under and the total, too. I don't think that you're going to see a ton of points this year. I think the total opened too high. I think it's still too high. I think you'll probably see 50, slightly over 50, but 57 is maybe a score too high for me.
Okay. And I like the Patriots as well. I'm going to lay off at the total. I've been leaning over, but I think under is the right way to go. Should we get into the who we think the Super Bowl MVP will be?
Well, I just want to say one more thing. I would take the Rams +3. If you can find three, if you got
a get
three,
a three
line,
and a half.
Three and a half, whatever. I like three. I wouldn't buy the 3.5. I would just take the 3. Because I think they're gonna cover that 3. So I like the 3. And I do like the Pats money line. I like the Pats to win. I like the Rams to cover. Again, one of those rare scenarios that rarely ever happens in the NFL, but in these big games, you see it a lot. You see it a lot.
I have a future bet on the Rams to win the Super Bowl +900. I didn't bet it. It was a pool I did. So I'm hedging, and I'm taking the Patriots. If I go money line, Dan, -150. So that means if I lose, I got to pay $600 a juice. You think it's worth it?
I would not do that. The way I would bet that, Joe, is I would take something similar along the lines of Pats to win by X points. You know, Pats to win by 1-7, like for +250.
Yeah, for the juice.
Pats to win by 7-14. +240, and I would bet like, you know, maybe 2 units on that, whatever, and then therefore you're mitigating your risk in terms of the actual how much you're doing, because as long as you have the Pats to win, say Pats to win by 1-7, I'll look it up for you, Pats to win by 1-7 or so, you're like, you know, plus, say it's like +250 or whatever, right? Well, now if you bet, you know, let's say $200 there, you win by 500, unless you think the Pats are going to completely blow them out. I just think that that's a safer bet and a safer way to hedge that. You know what I mean? Because you'll be getting good odds there, and I think that would probably be a little bit easier, you know?
Good point. I'm going to look into that because I know that there's some really, really good odds when it comes to a margin of victory if you're out there and you want to bet on this. So 1-3 points, Dan, if the Patriots win, +575.
There you go.
If you think the Patriots cover the 3, but it's close, +800.
So, see, that's what I'm talking about. So, you can start hedging with those, and you can probably buy it up to 10, 14. I don't think we're going to see a blowout. I just don't. I think the refs will keep it close. I don't think we're going to see a blowout, so we're doing that. Oh, you know what, Joe? I forgot one of my props.
Yeah.
I forgot. Total sacks in the game, over 6.5.
Oof.
There's going to be sacks in this game. There are going to be sacks in this game. So, there are going to be sacks in this game.
All right. Super Bowl MVP. I just want to tell you, I have gotten phone calls on Rob Gronkowski +3,300. I've gotten phone calls on Aaron Donald at +1,800.
Yeah, I think everyone's on Donald. I don't think it's a good bet.
I even got a call on Ndamukong Suh for Super Bowl MVP. And you know what those odds are. Very big. Ndamukong Suh is +$10,000. $25 gets you $2,500.
Okay.
And I'm thinking of taking these. Because I don't think they're going to hit. I don't think Sue's going
to
hit.
In my opinion, there's only one way to go. It's MVP Tom Brady or MVP no one. Because if you think the Rams are going to win, you have no idea who that MVP is going to win, who's going to be. If you think the Pats are going to win, it's MVP Tom Brady. So, again, that would be the other way I would hedge, Joe, is if you want the Pats to win, you have +900 in the Rams. If you can get Tom Brady maybe at like 150 or something before kickoff, you can hedge that way and still make a little bit of money for yourself no matter what.
You know what's so weird? If the Patriots win in the blowout, they're only going to give you +450.
Well, I don't think it's going to be a blowout, so I don't think it matters. You know what I mean? I don't think we're going to see that again. We saw that a couple years ago, and it was the lowest rated Super Bowl ever. I don't think we're going to see that again. I think the Rams are too good. I think the Patriots are too good. I think these teams are very evenly matched. I think the line is correct. I don't think we're going to see a blowout. I don't. If anything is going to be a blowout, I think the Rams will blow out the Patriots, not the other way around.
Jared Goff +250. Todd Gurley's +900. For those who, I mean, that's pretty good. James White, +2,000. What about Brandon Cooks? Back-to-back Super Bowls for him, +4,000. Rob Gronkowski's now, wow, 1,600 now. Ooh, it was at 33 the last time I looked.
Yeah, I mean, again, but there's movement on that because people have been hammering it.
True.
You know what I mean? And again, when there's that much movement and that much liability that you have to move the odds down like that, that to me signals, Joe Public loves that. You know what I mean?
I took a shot at Stephon Gilmore with like two interceptions and one for a touchdown.
I like that.
We have not seen a Patriots interception for a touchdown. Devin McCourty had one this year. They covered too.
What game was that?
Early in the season.
Boy, I got it.
On okay. the road, it might have been like against the Jets or something.
Okay.
But anyways. And then there's the retirement odds. Will Brady retire? Gronk, I think.
Brady's a no. Bill's a no. Gronk's a yes.
Gronk's like plus 600, I think it was.
Yeah, I told you I got it that. Remember when I was immediately came out and I was like, where the hell did you see that? And I grabbed it immediately because I think that's what's going to happen. I think Gronk will end up retiring.
All right. We both like the Patriots to win the game. So, money line, minus 150. I took it minus the 3. Whatever. And I'm going to bet somehow what the point margins will
be. I just think that's a good way to hedge. If you have some sort of Rams future, good way to hedge. Just bet the Pats by X amount of points. Yada, yada, yada. You'll 100 here, 100 there, 100 here, 100 there. Good. You cover your 900 or whatever, you know, whatever you had. So, that would be something I like.
All right. Want to go over the slate for the week?
Yeah, I would. I like that. Let's do that.
All right, over under 985. We'll get right back to you after this.
Hardcore baseball talk, inside the ropes with wrestling talk, and where you should put your money with over under 985. Listen to the podcast at 985thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Over Under 985 podcast. You can find all of our documented picks at Dan Lifshatz, at Joey Murr, and at Over Under 985 on Twitter. You can also listen to us Thursdays with Toucher and Rich, 7 to 7:20 a.m. to discuss everything that's going on in the sports world of betting, the NFL, college football, and any other sports slate that is going on that week. Make sure to listen to us 7 to 7:20 a.m. every Thursday on Toucher and Rich.
All right, back here over under 985. Of course, we just wanted to go over some games that aren't the Super Bowl that are happening this weekend. I know one thing with college basketball, a lot of the odds just aren't out yet, but I know some people are going to be dabbling at Duke St. John's. I think, what was that, double-digit spread?
17 and a half. Oof. So here's the problem. Most of our books don't have any spreads. So I know why, because we were recording early tonight, Joe. And so, you know, we've been recording at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock,
yeah, they're out later.
12 o'clock. And so, you know, they're usually out later. Now, there's nothing out. Yeah. We are spreadless.
But looking at it, like, people early are going to be like, oh, what do you like in the Duke game or West Virginia, Oklahoma? Like, just looking at it, like, West Virginia's at home. I know they play well at home. But Oklahoma is the better team. A couple of games I saw later in the day that I thought were interesting. Kentucky's at Florida, the SEC, you know, big SEC battle. Again, I don't know what the line is, but when do you take the horseshoe out of Kentucky's ass? Like, they've been, 9-1 in their last 10. They should win this game, but, you know, again, I don't know what the line is.
Oh,
but
I got lines.
A fade opportunity.
We got lines, hey! Baby. We got lines. Bet Online has lines. I just went to four different sites.
Give me that Kentucky Florida line. And the other game that's big at 4 o'clock tomorrow is Kansas and Texas.
So Kentucky, I was literally just going to say, we talked about this. Remember I told you I like Florida, the way Florida plays as a team. They don't love the way, but I just like the way they play as a team. I think they play good team.
They're good at home, 7-3.
Kentucky minus 2.5.
So I would be the square and take Kentucky for the way they're playing. They've won something. Auburn, that was a good win.
That was a great win.
And I know Kansas was at home, but now in Florida plays them tough normally. See, like if this was the SEC, you know, tournament, Kentucky all day for me. I don't know. Maybe this is one of those spots where it's like, stay away.
I think that that's a stay away spot. In my opinion, I would not be betting that, Joe. To me, that is a scary, scary spot. If you want to bet that game, that's just my personal opinion. 2.5 short spread. And again, now as I try and tell everyone, I haven't looked into these at all because, again, for the exact same reason that we're having issues right now, the spreads aren't out anywhere. So, you know, it's hard for me to look into them. I'll give you some big games, Joe. You want to discuss these because I figured that we might. So Duke, as you said, Duke 17.5 point favorites. That's at home.
Oof.
17.5 is a lot, man. That is a lot. That's a lot. Now,
St. John's has been good. They just beat Creighton on the road the other day.
So here's how I would look at this. They have to be hoping for St. John's money, right? You gotta be because you know that Duke is. Do you know that Duke is going to be a huge favorite? You know that people are going to play them. You gotta be hoping for some St. John's money. That's the way I'm looking the spread. Honestly, I think Duke probably covers that. 17.5 at home. They haven't been great recently. I think this is like a good, nice
St.
turnaround
John's
spot.
Off an emotional win.
St. John's off a big win. Now you have to go in the Duke. It's a tough. That's a tough place to play. This is a tough game. I mean, really, you're talking about. Again, I'm not betting it, but Duke is in a good spot. St. John's off that emotional win. You know what I mean? Like that's tough. That's tough. I don't love St. John's there. I'd probably dabble in Duke.
I probably would look at Duke if you can get it around 14, maybe that.
It's at 17.5. It ain't going to 14.
I don't know if you're
going to
get that St. John's money we were talking about.
I think you'll get that 17.5. I think you'll get some St. John's money. I do.
What's that Kansas line? Texas Tech.
So Kansas is -3.5.
Ooh, at home. I like it.
So Kansas has been garbage.
Texas Tech's 1-3 on the road this year.
Yep. 1-3 on the road, but they're 5-3 in the
Big
12.
They're awesome. They're a great team, a good defensive team. I've watched them play a couple of times.
I think Kansas is the right side.
Kansas can't lose back-to-back Saturdays.
They sucked all week. Who else did they lose to this week?
They are 6-4.
They lost to Texas, too? Didn't they lose? I was on Texas. They lost to Texas. Who they lose to last week? Was it West Virginia?
Well, it was Kentucky.
And they lost to West Virginia,
sucks.
Too. They're not a good
press.
Road team.
Yeah.
They are not a good road team. Being at home? This is probably a must-win for them, you'd have to think.
Yeah, I'd back Kansas in the spot.
I mean, okay.
This is more of a
I should say must-win. It's a big game for them.
I'd feed Texas Tech more than I would feed Kansas in the spot.
Again, not a game you'll likely see me on. I actually am going to be interested in looking at this game tonight. I'll do my research on that game. Again, we talked about Florida-Kentucky. I think that is going to be a tough game for Kentucky to play.
How about Syracuse-Pitt?
Right,
Hughes just came off a win against BC where Boeheim, the Sun, was knocking down shots. BC kept it close, but Syracuse covered on the road. They're on the road again at Pitt. Pitt's always seems to be a tough place to play. Right off the bat, a lot of money will probably come in. I bet you Pittsburgh's favored. I'm not even looking at it.
Right now, Hughes favored by 2.5.
Get out of here.
Yep, that's the opening line. I'm not surprised by that. 15-6 team, 6-2 in the ACC. Pitt has been awful in ACC play, 2-6 so far. That doesn't really surprise me. To be honest with you, I wouldn't be shocked if Syracuse blew them out. Again, I haven't looked at any of these
road
games.
Yeah, road teams are hard to bet on a huge blowout.
I do think that Q's just came off of a nice win versus BC where they covered. I think you were on Q's that game, right? So that was a nice win. Versus BC, not exactly the tough place to play, but, you know, now on the road versus Pittsburgh.
Pitt's just a tough place to play.
Interesting spot.
They haven't been playing well, though, in the last 10. Syracuse has been hot. You know what? I'm not going to PP it. I was because it's a heat check. And I don't want to take a team on the road as my PP, Dan. I just can't do it. But I've circled Syracuse for Saturday. And you got to give me the Michigan State line against Indiana.
Okay, Michigan State.
Michigan State hasn't played since that loss to Purdue a week ago.
Let's see
where they battled back and almost came back. But
Michigan
lost.
State -15.
Oh no,
15.
Nope, I'm out.
Really?
I'm not touching that. It's a Big Ten matchup. No way.
Really?
Nope, I'm out.
I'm not surprised by that.
Harvard and Harvard plays back-to-back nights tonight against Yale. Tomorrow they host Brown.
That's a tough one too. Honestly, yeah. I think there's going to be some tough spots here. Right now, early 9-9 in Michigan Iowa game right now. Harvard up 14-7 early. Canisius, who I liked that.
Harvard, there you go. You're
13-2. Right now, IUPI is down by 4. So it's early. Still 12:46 left in the first. The other game, Joe, I think that a lot of people are going to be interested in tomorrow, that Virginia Tech game. Virginia Tech, North Carolina, NC State. NC State, a 2-point favorite at home versus Virginia Tech, who's been nothing but awesome recently. I mean, really, Virginia Tech has rolled every opponent they played recently. And then they beat Miami like a couple weeks back. They rolled. They've been rolling. They've rolled. They've covered. They've been rolling. They're a very good team. NC State covered versus, I think it was Nova, who they covered against the other day.
Believe so, yeah.
Okay. So, took them to overtime. I think NC State is going to win this game. I think NC State's getting better. I think they're playing better. I think this is an NC State win. I do. I think this is the type of game that NC State does very well in. I think that's the type of game. And, you know what other game we haven't talked about? Louisville UNC.
Saw that one. I like UNC. Who's at home?
You want to know what the line is?
Yeah.
What do you think the line is?
Louisville minus -1.
Pick them. Close. Pretty close. So, in that, I think I'm rolling Louisville, too. I mean, again, I haven't looked at any of these games. Okay, how about this, Joe? You know I love me some WCC basketball. San Diego and Gonzaga. Zaga just covered a huge spread.
Yeah,
San Diego covered versus San Francisco. The spread is 22. Gonzaga lane 22 at home to San Diego. What do you like? You think Gonzaga can keep covering these big spreads?
Saturday, nope. I'm going to say no.
Interesting.
But they have been rolling, though.
I think they're going to be tough to beat. And then final one, Tennessee. Tennessee playing again this week. You know I love me some Saturday Tennessee basketball. And they're 11.5-point favorites on the road versus Texas A&M. And A&M has been a terrible team. Really terrible. 8-11 so far this year.
Because they tucked that smack against BC because they couldn't make it.
Yep. 1-6 in the SEC, Joe. 1-6. I liked them to cover the other night versus LSU. Thought it was a good spot for them. Didn't cover.
Dan, I haven't seen one team not take the Celtics tonight minus -13. I know this is like way off. Everybody and their mother is on the Celtics minus -13 on a
Friday
night.
I'm telling you, I don't think they're going to cover it. I don't.
Who the hell is on the Knicks right now?
It doesn't matter.
Who's playing tonight? Like,
who cares?
How many guys do they have?
Who cares? I mean, they're going to play hard. A lot of those guys are going to get to play.
It's true.
In positions. By the way, Anthony Davis Sr. to Ramona Shelburne. I don't know if you saw this.
Sorry, yeah.
Boston. I would never want my son to play for Boston after what they've done to Isaiah Thomas. No loyalty. Guy gives his heart and soul, and they traded him. Anyone can print that. So,
ooh.
It's done. Can we rule it out?
That
can
sucks.
We rule out Anthony Davis to the Celtics now?
And you know what? Here, we all cheered about it. We needed him out of town.
I want him to be here. But, man, it's becoming increasingly harder to see this shit. It is.
While we're on that, a great day to gamble is Super Bowl Sunday NBA. And I know the Celtics play that day. I'm not sure if we get a line yet, but Oklahoma City plays at Miami tonight. They're 4-point favorites. I actually like Miami tonight. They're going to come off. This is a look-ahead game. So, Boston, OKC. I like Boston. And last year, they had a game-winning shot, I remember, from Al Horford on Super Bowl Sunday. And the year before that, I believe, was the Paul Pierce final game of the year.
So, these are all the Sunday afternoon games.
So, okay. The Celtics do play well on Super Bowl Sunday.
Interesting. I have no take on the Sundays. That's too far for me to project out, especially in the NBA. Knicks and Grizzlies, though. Who can possibly be worse than that one? Who could pot that? That is
in that.
That. Oh, it's gonna be low. It's probably gonna be like 197. It's gonna be low in
that
one
tonight. 214.
What?
Celtics.
I think over.
Okay.
I think over. Not that I would ever play that. I think under in Grizz tonight is pretty good. The under in the Grizzlies game and the over in the Jazz game, both pretty good. You want to talk about some Saturday NBA games, Joe? You have spreads for the Saturday NBA games. Pistons minus 1.5 versus the Clippers tomorrow. Blake Griffin facing again the Clippers in Detroit.
Out on the Clippers.
In Detroit.
Bastards. In Detroit. 1 point loss last night. I'm out.
Yep. Not great.
What about Lakers, Golden State Warriors on Saturday night?
Lakers, Golden State Warriors. We got Golden State minus 10.5 with LeBron. Heavy spread. So, again, I know
they
have
just lost outright to the 76ers.
They did last night. I like the Warriors. I took that
point. How was LeBron playing his second game back? Oh, I needed the rest.
I mean, we'll see. That's going to be an interesting
one. What about total 236? I lean over already.
So, interesting. Here's an interesting cat for you. Lakers totals under 223 this year, 12-0. Have not lost an over there. They have gone under every single time. Every single time. So interesting there. Utah, Houston, over 222. Utah is minus 7 at home versus the Rockets tomorrow. You want to talk about a lean of mine? Utah minus 7 at home. They have the Rockets number. They do. They play so well versus that team. They have the Rockets number. They know how to beat them. I like the over and Utah tomorrow. I do. And then Denver minus 1 on the road versus Minnesota. Everyone's going to be on Denver. That's an interesting spot to look for, too. I do think that that's going to be tough. And the Nets, 2-point dogs at Orlando tomorrow. Orlando continuously playing well at home. 13-15 on the year, but they've been playing well the past few games. And the Nets, not a great road team, 12-4.
So. Hockey, can I give you a lock?
A lock.
Not a pee-pee.
Oh, boy.
Washington Capitals over the Bruins.
Okay, yep.
How long is the streak now?
It's
9,
too,
10?
Too long.
10, 11? I'm being serious. Yeah, don't even look at it. Just bet Washington to beat the Bruins because they own that ass.
That's a well put. Okay, so that was going to be. Here's the problem. You can't make a PP play on a money line. Here's the other thing about the Capitals. Money or something bad? Lost 5 straight. Bruins have lost 4 or 5. The Capitals have lost 5 straight. The Capitals at home. Capitals at home. The last 5 games. The overs, 3-2. But listen to these scores. The last 5 games. Lost 7-2 to Nashville. Lost 2-0 to the Islanders. Lost 8-5 to the Blackhawks. 7-6 to the Sharks. And 6-3 to the Leafs. You know what that means? They're giving up goals left and right. So the Bruins, meanwhile, continuously play medium unders, medium overs, no real edge there. But, yeah, would not be surprised if Washington beat them. Would not be surprised. Washington just, you know, they roll. I didn't find anything I liked in this weekend's hockey card, to be honest with you. That was the one spot I found. So here's some other decent spots. Nothing I'm definitely playing, but decent spots. Vegas, Florida, Saturday night. The over in that game, it'll be Vegas' second back-to-back. Over doesn't look bad. We have the Islanders and Kings. I like the over there as well. I know the Islanders have been a recent under team. We'll see what they do tonight. They'll be on a back-to-back as well. So we'll see there. I kind of like the unders, the Islanders in an over spot there. And then the Red Wings and the Senators might be my favorite spot of the weekend. I like the under there as long as it's not 6.5. Even 6 with a little juice, I would probably lay off. Again, please ask me. Don't just play it without asking me. I like the under 6 in Detroit, Ottawa. That's one of my stronger leans this weekend.
All right, Dan. I think we have literally touched on everything.
Do you have any PPs?
No.
Any PPs?
Patriots minus 150 money line PP. And I'm telling you, I'm putting it out on the line. I didn't have one last week because it was cold. I'm going back out there, Dan. I'm going back out. Patriots, minus 150.
Can you not?
PP.
Can you not? Can you take that back?
Because I win
anyways. Because you haven't won a guy. You haven't won a damn PP in weeks.
You
know
what, though?
Yeah.
If they lose, I get $900 for the Rams.
That's not what I want to hear. No, take it back. Take it back. Take it back.
All right.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Give me Kansas tomorrow.
Kansas minus 3.5?
Minus 2.5, I thought.
3.5.
3.5 versus Texas Tech.
Texas.
PP.
Okay.
Not the Patriots.
I love it. How about this? I'll give you a prop. I'll give you a prop, PP. All right? I'll give you a prop. I will say Anthem over 113.5 or 108. If you can get it 111.5, it's minus 135. That's where I really like it. I would really like it if you can get over 111.5 seconds. Minus 113 is fine, too. Over 111.5 seconds at 135 is a big play for me. So I like that. That will be my PP for the week. 80-minute podcast almost, Joe. It's going to be it's a long one. So
you can edit my Patriots PP.
No, it's fine. I'm leaving that in there. He PP'd and then un-PP'd the Patriots.
Wait a second. What about the Puppy Bowl?
Oh, my God.
Team Ruff, 7.5 versus Team Fluff.
Give me Team Ruff. Give me Team Ruff.
All right, we got to get out of here.
Okay.
Yeah. He's Dan Lipschitz.
We're all tired.
I'm Joe Murray. What a long-ass podcast.
Long today. Podcast, long week. I promise you next week will be better.
This has been Over Under 985.
Who you got?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.